You're listening to SBS News.
For many cultures, cooking and sharing a meal together is an important tradition. But the ritual of eating a meal at the dinner table every night appears to be a dying habit. More than 1,000 people were surveyed about their eating habits, and more than half reported work stress is contributing to less weeknight cooking. That's despite a rise in celebrity chefs in Australia and the popularity of cooking television shows like this one.
I spend a lot of my time travelling the world and experiencing different cultures through food. But this time it's a little bit different. I'm not so much travelling away as I am coming home.
Good to see you.
The industry body Meat and Livestock Australia, which promotes Australian lamb, commissioned the research. Graham Yardy is the domestic market manager.
We love to see people doing amazing things with food. I mean, it's, I think it's the trend of kitchens in restaurants that are open to the public, and we can see what's going on and we can see some of that craft. I think one of the things that probably one of the other less desirable impacts is it's made us a little bit scared to actually have a go.
Accredited practicing dietitian Fran Folkes-Taylor from Food Bank WA has also noticed a shift towards households choosing what is convenient to eat. She isn't blaming food delivery services like Uber Eats and Deliveroo, but still wants to encourage people to cook their own meals.
The environment we live in definitely has an impact on what foods we choose to eat, so it can't all be placed on the individual. But certainly, and those services are just sort of finding a gap in the market and taking advantage of that.
While hungry diners can have ready-made meals arrive on their doorstep, Ms. Folkes-Taylor says eating home-cooked food with others reduces the risk of obesity. The study also shows the reasons for ordering takeaway food vary from feeling too tired to the perceived amount of preparation time involved.
So it can actually take less time to prepare a quick healthy meal at home, but it's just about having the knowledge and the skills to do this. So I think often it comes down to sort of lack of ideas, and that sort of brain power takes time and it takes preparation.
A previous 2011 study found eating meals with parents is one of the activities that improves students' performance at school. And for parents, another more recent report found having a main meal at the table can increase reported life satisfaction by up to 40%. Dr. Catherine Livingstone from Deakin University lectures in population nutrition and says there are benefits to eating at home too.
So we know that families who cook together, it's learning life skills that they can pass on to the next generation. It's building more social interconnections between the family members. And often you don't see that as well with more frequent takeaway consumption. So I think it's a really interesting trend that's worth noting from a social context, but also from a health perspective as well.
And 83% of people surveyed agreed home-cooked meals bring the household together. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.